machine. In fact, you don't want to have a screen at all. You just want to be able to administer hundreds of machines at the same time, and you don't care about the graphical capabilities. Well, if you're doing a desktop machine, you obviously, graphical capabilities are just about the most important part. So you take all these programs available for Unix and specifically for Linux, and you create a desktop around Linux. And that's what a lot of people then associate with Linux, is not just the kernel that I'm working on, but all the paraphernalia that goes along with it, the user interfaces, the compilers, the technical programs, and also like the office suites and graphical programs that people tend to associate with Microsoft.
Underpowered but slowly to the middle of the shining brown river under an immense sky, under an immense sun. A delicious moment when one has done all that one can for a journey and is at last in motion, no longer responsible since giving that burden up to pilot or engineer, boatman or ground control. The world one is leaving has been truly broken away from. The destination still unknown, a favorite kind of moment, more familiar in the sterile environs of ocean crossing passenger planes, and so how much richer here, surrounded by the cargo of sun-dried fish and brilliant gaseosas. I made a small space where I could sit cross-legged and roll the joint. The flow of the river was like the rich smoke I inhaled, the flow of smoke, the flow of water and of time. All flows, said a beloved Greek. Called the crying philosopher. But why crying? I love what he says. It does not make me cry. What a luxury, smoking again in the tropics, again in the light, away from the season and places of death. Away from living under the state of emergency in Canada, on the edge of war-bloated, mad America, mother's death, and coincidentally all my books and art, carefully stored, carefully collected, and shipped back, burned. Fire and cancer, cancer and fire. Away from these terrible things, sudden fissures in the psychic landscape that open and swallow one's whole world. 10 months of deepening alienation that began with leaving tropical Asia, and like a comet being drawn in to nearly brush its star, being drawn through Hong Kong, Taipei, Tokyo, and Vancouver, before being hurled over war-toiling America and on into the outer darkness of other wretchedly poor tropical countries. The flight from Vancouver to Mexico City passed over my mother sleeping in her grave for the first winter. On, over Albuquerque, only a pattern of freeway interchanges in the desert's night emptiness. On and on into what was then only an idea, the Amazon.
You've also been working for the past few years with the Transmeta Corporation. And this is a big commercial corporation. It's a fairly new corporation that's been kind of secretive about what they're developing. Having given away Linux for free, how has it felt to work in the commercial world?
Well, as I try to explain,
Yeah. That's a good one, Jed.
Come on with it. That's all right.
See, we're just out here in the wind.
Speeding over rails along the western coast of our continent comes a bright portent of future transportation. For this luxurious new creation of science, replete with remarkable innovations, is truly the train of tomorrow. Twin diesels, each with 1,000 horsepower, generate a speed of over 100 miles an hour. Ultra-modern in design is every blue and silver car. Each has unique side sway reducers, making it the world's easiest riding train. This oval-shaped glass-enclosed lounge replaces the old-fashioned observation car. With its soft lights, rich carpeting, and comfortable chairs, it resembles a tastefully appointed clubroom. A circular staircase leads to the glass penthouse on the roof. Inter-car telephone service is provided. And with its new antenna, radio phone calls can be made from the moving train to nearly any place on Earth.
Mine's red. So we don't have any schools to teach telepathy, right?
And yet they'll hire these people on a contract.
Only if they can be controlled.
Wow.
Only if they can be controlled.
Interesting.
That's a whole other topic, but that's charisma is what a person is putting out that attracts the attention of other people.
Can we include pheromones, other biological things?
Well, pheromones are produced, it's now known that pheromones are produced in the nose and from the tongue and in the sweat glands in the armpits. Human ones, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Objective a way as we were able to do. We really tried to put the audience into the head of the protagonist.
Your false education, you're not using any of us. What a waste.
I think it'll be interesting because we seem to have very different views on things. So I'll keep things interesting, and I think we'll be able to have a good time, though.
If I'm not happy, I'm not happy. I'm here once, but if I'm not happy, I'm going to walk away from what I'm doing.
We went to the club, we had another drink, and she wanted to dance, and I like to get up and dance, so we did a little dance.
time goes on and you get to know a person a little bit better, you get to take it from there. I definitely had a good time with him. I was scared he had those funny teeth in. And I really knew that those possibly couldn't be anyone's real teeth. I think we're going to have a good time. He's got a good personality as far as he wants to have a good time, and so do I.
She's cool. She's cool. She's a good girl. No issues with her. Sean's in full gear, so we'll see what happens.
And to all the wee inhabitants of Sean's world. All right, I know what you're thinking. I promised you puppies. Please, be patient. The puppies are coming. But they requested that things get personal between Melissa and Sean before they make an appearance. Therefore, when we come back, our student shrink asks the question that puts every man at ease.
Let's go!
That's weird, too, because it's definitely a film with the most unreliable of unreliable narrators.
If you want to appear on Shipmates, visit our website at www.shipmates.com.
What is it?
617.
Okay, is this about a job?
Yeah.
Does he know you?
Yep, he knows me.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is being sort of kept quiet until somebody knows how to chemically reproduce this. Well, it's a bottle of
perfumes, yeah. Look out.
Then it'll be okay. But the nose is very sensitive. There are receptors, cellular cells in the nose that receive pheromones, and the pheromones are practically IG kits of the person who put them out.
Thank you very much. Be sure to make it to the original New England Compact Disc and Record Expo, held at Lombardo's, formerly Vincent's in Randolph, Mass. And this is going to be on Sunday, November 18th, starting at 10 a.m., going until 5. Find anything you want, boxes and boxes of junk, soul for your bowl, and smooth jazz for that ass.
Well, I'm aware that some people do hold that position, but I do not believe that will occur. I sadly concluded within the first year of my research that it was no longer possible to restore constitutional government through the normal political processes.
Going in this bubble and you can breathe. So I was excited and nervous at the same time. Sean was not nervous at all. And he was actually supportive of me. He's like, you can do it, you know.
If we got into one of those little, underwater submarine things and swam and we're like, you know, checking out the coral and the fish. We went and saw these reef sharks and the guys on the boat were just madmen. They just had heads of fish they were throwing out, and these sharks were literally being pulled up on the boat, right next to the boat, about a foot next to my feet, and they were just tearing at these fish. It was amazing.
That guy's nuts.
So this guy is
I have a vehicle entering the restricted access expressway. Vehicle is a Samos 3.
And in that area, we feel we're extremely well positioned.
And the governments involved have already passed some very friendly legislation.
Sounds risky.
Well, there's always risk, Mr. Baird. But we've got a seasoned management team in place and an asset liability ratio in excess of 3.5 to 1. No long-term debt. We feel very confident that this is a great opportunity for you, and we'd love to include you as one of our major investors.
Unit 22. Or the Soviet Union. The English word for that is treason. Isn't signing over your country and betraying it to corporations treason too?
I am Dracula. Oh, it's really good to see you.
What do you mean it's the best game to lose in, you mean?
What about card penetration?
There's deep penetration already, like 3 decks left.
How has it felt to work in the commercial world?
Oh. It's a 11:15. And you're listening to the Caucasus Mountains. And my name is Al. And that egg salad is not sitting well. The number here is 552-4686. If you have any questions, comments, or futile requests.
For coming free.
Up next, sexy.
How has it felt to work in the commercial world?
Well,
asset liability ratio in excess of 3.5 to 1. No long-term debt.
More than sound better than the bone. Of course, you get more climate, clear sound out of it. And I would like for you to, who's never listened, or you don't buy one of the tapes I have on anything, I like to be listening to what I'm saying. I'd make the guitar say what I say, you know. If I say our father, he'll say our father. If I give out a hymn, he'll say it. If I plead Amazing Grace, he'll sing that too. Now that's my style. Would you hear me do that? Hope you all like it. Who's never get it?
Confident that this is a great opportunity for you, and we'd love to include you as one of our major investors.
It's a drug smuggler's dream, a border open to commerce and closed to law enforcement.
As I try to explain the giving away Linux for free was not so much a for the goodness of my heart decision as a that it was a much more fun and rewarding way of doing my whole project than the alternative.
Now you got to go out there and you got to get the best ones you can find. And you got to work them broads like nobody's ever worked them before. And never forget, anybody can control a woman's body. But the key is to control her mind. You see, Pippin's big business. And it's been going on since the beginning of time. And it's going to continue straight ahead till somebody up there turns out the lights on this small planet. Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
People started like this here. First it was the hookers, getting money. But didn't know what to do with it. Then the guy came along and showed to the point where, let me manage your money. They was managing their own money, you know, but they didn't know what to do with it. Then they had to get the pimp. He was for protection.
Before there was any pimp anywhere, there was Mary Magdalene. She was horned like a motherfucker in the Bible days. Jesus knew her. You know what I'm saying? We came after all that. See, if there ain't another pimp in the country, there's gonna be some motherfucking hoes hoeing.
It had to happen somewhere a long time ago when the slave master or the sharecropper master was having his way with a woman. Some smart guy told her that you don't have to let that go on without getting paid.
You know, in Reconstruction time, after the slaves had been set free, they didn't have any skills and didn't have any money. And it was like, hey, baby, have you seen Master John since he set us free? Why don't you, I saw him yesterday, and he kind of, he asked me, why don't I come by the house sometime and see him? Well, why don't you go by the house and see him? And before you leave, ask him to give you something. A lot of those brothers used to be riding in town, man, with those really nice carriages that they weren't driving for the master. That were their carriages. You know what I'm saying? And they were dressed in those nice outfits. Nobody really paid them that much attention because for years, prostitution wasn't a bad thing. You look at the old movies, you see the whole house was where the mayor, the sheriff, everybody in town met there every day, had drinks, and enjoyed being there. When it became a known thing that black men were actually getting a lot of money this particular vice, and they weren't paying any taxes, that's when it became such a dreaded thing.
My name is Kenny Redd. We are in Washington, D.C., the nation capital, the House of Representatives. Everything is white over here. You see the building over there? See, I need to try to get up in there. I'm representing the pimpin' all over the nation, you know what I'm saying? So I done did it from the state capital to the nation capital to the pineapple to the big apple, you know what I'm saying? So I come to see if I can come over here and put a few words up in there, you know what I'm saying?
Get red, what's that?
Shit, the same old soup, just reheated, you know, normal routine. A pimp do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
yeah, believe that, dog. Yeah, go get my car washed, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see if I can go catch me a nice, pretty young ditch. Somebody that might like this pimpy.
Like that.
Yeah. Pimp ain't groomed, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me see what bitch that is. Okay, this is the bitch here right now, you know what I'm saying? Hey, bitch, what's happening? Yeah, bitch, I told you you can get it, bitch. I told you you're going to be able to get it. Don't even worry about it. I already know what you're finna say, bitch. Yeah, bitch, only thing you do, bitch, is just go to work, handle my business, get my money, don't give me no problem, and everything's going to be all right.
Come. You know what I'm talking about?
I come from the ghetto, you know. I mean, it's something that I always wanted to do. I wanted an easy job. My mom passed when I was 18 years old. And I ran into, you know, a friend of mine, you know, and everything, you know, I was hanging out on the corner, you know, so it's like he come rescue me and give me the game about what this ism was about. So I stayed down and dirty, and here I am today.
Breaking the stranglehold of reality on fashion.
I mean, all of them, you know what I'm saying? That's why it go on so long, like, it's the money, you know what I'm saying? Even when I was coming up, you know what I'm saying? I always heard about Washington, D.C. So I come to Washington, D.C. to really see if motherfuckers was getting that kind of money. And when I came, it made me a believer.
The pimping is it. For the average man, you know, the brother in the ghetto, what more secure can you have in realizing there's not a bill that you have or can accumulate that you can't pay in one night's work?
I checked $1,500, $1,600 last night out of each bitch.
We was checking money so much in Hollywood that you could actually save your $100 bills and spend the rest.
$1,000 a day, one bitch, that's what I counted at, right? One bitch. So if I got two hoes, three hoes, times that by two or three. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, I'm making more money than the president.
Tell him to see if I can jump over here to the White House and go holler at Bill, you know, since he got his motherfucking knee fixed and every motherfucking thing. If he ain't there, I might knock old Hillary off, you know what I'm saying? You know, I the children do wonders, you know what I'm saying?
Ray with breaking the stranglehold of reality on fashion photography.
Some of them are cool, some of them are shady, some of them don't respect the game, some of them are foul, some of them are all right. You know, it just depends on the person that they were before they were pimps.
In this
so
underworld
deep,
thing,
the corruption and treason is so deep in America, and the majority of the country has no understanding what is going on.
You have pimps that they meet a young lady, they want to push dope on them and drugs and things like that, and keep them like in a fog, so they never know what they're doing. Then you have your pimps that don't push dope on you, things like that, but they demand you.
Wendy,
okay,
let me have some of that beer. Don't be out.
What have you done to me lately? That type of shit. You know what I mean? That aggressive attitude thing. And then you have your
damn rooster. You're the death, right?
That's when they talk, they look good. They, when they left, they left a positive image with you in the black community. You know, everybody, we were the in crowd.
The street game is the black man's game that the white man can't. It's the only game he can't control. He can control all the dope dealers in the world. He can't control the pimp.
I've never seen no white pimp. You know, most of everybody that I see that's fucking with this is something like myself, black man. I don't think the mother races had a charisma, man. You know what I mean? To really move and shake like a pimp shake.
So, working for a commercial company doesn't feel like I'm sullying myself, because I was never really doing this for idealistic reasons. I was doing it because it was fun.
Chief, I got to do my hair and all that kind of motherfucking shit, you know what I'm saying? I got to get dressed, I got to smell good and everything. It take me 2 to 3 hours to get dressed because it's lights, camera, and action, you know what I'm saying?
I wanted to be in the best suit, the best shoes, and, you know, the best cologne, and, you know, it was all image. You know, you look like $1 million, you have more opportunity to attract $1 million than if you don't. Custom-made Versace suits, Customari gaiters from Italy. You know, an up-and-coming pimp, a lot of times he'll say, man, I want to get me a nice wardrobe and get me some gaiters. Gaiters is like it. You arrive, you feel like, man, I got $1,000 shoes on.
They've
got
to have tools to keep his house together. And that's what all that is. You know what I'm saying? The gaiters, the suits, the flashy suits, the flashy car. That's to catch a hoe's eye, you know, fam.
Do you see these nails? Music.
Bishop Don Magic Wand.
I am walking. I am walking. And I'm feeling mighty fine.
I think it was something like 1969. I was trying to get my feet wet. You know, a guy that's coming to the game, his options is the dream to want to have a Cadillac, a clothes, a female, a jewelry, different things like that. There was a thing where I was so young where the girls used to have to come ask my mother, could they take me shopping with their check? I mean, it just like it was something that was blessed upon me.
I am walking, and I am walking with a picket sign.
Hello, mother.
Hello.
mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting.
This is the family tree. This is where it all started. This is my mother. Let me show you something right here, man. This was one of the times at the height of my film gang. See, green and gold, that's my trademark there. Yeah. Green for the money and gold was for the honey.
When he was born, the doctor said he's going to be that way. What you say? They say that he's going to be a special child. Yeah, I said he's going to be a special child. He always liked to be around a lot of people, mm-hmm. and he liked to be in everything.
Here I am with Mayor Barron out of, you know, Washington there. Yeah, now here I am with Al Green. And here I am here with none other than the great Ike Turner.
Who's that right there?
Oh, that's Donald Trump, me and Donald Trump. I didn't live next door to no doctor or no lawyer. I live next door to pimps and dope dealers, man. When I sit on the porch and come out the house, I don't see nobody with no briefcase. I see a guy coming out with 2-3 girls, man, with some diamonds and some flashy suit and a big, pretty car. That was my role model.
When he was out pimping, he never did come home like he's pimping. He always come home as a nice chap.
He used to come by my house and tell me, I'll be sitting up drinking me some beer. I ain't thinking about what he's talking about. He said, and these girls like me, I'm going to get me some money.
Step by step, the longest march can be won, many stones can form an arch, singly none, and by union what we will can be accomplished still, drops of water turn the mill, singly none. Step by step, the longest march can be won, many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none, and by union what we will can be accomplished still, lots of water turn the mill.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is Mike there?
Who is this?
Jesse.
Can I take a message? Just a minute, please. No, it's not. Can I take a message, please?
Yeah, I'm at 642-9408.
Wait just a minute. Six what now?
642. Yeah, 617 area code.
617. What is it?
617.
Okay. Is this about a job?
Yeah.
Does he know you?
Yep, he knows me.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
But you got to have vision. Now I run every kind of bitch, every kind of place, and I know one thing. When it comes down on you, you either collectivize or you run like a solitary rat.
A lot of guys saw a movie back in the late 60s. A lot of guys read Iceberg Slim's book, Pimp, and they did it for maybe 2 or 3 years with that little bit of knowledge.
Right.
But it's a little bit of knowledge that you get from those books and from those movies because they didn't portray the real deal.
If a pimp is what you wanna be, you're gonna have to learn pimpology, pimpology.
The Mac was the one movie that it dealt with the entire essence of pimp, what I call pimpology, the whole science of it.
The only way to learn how to be a Mac is to talk to older, wiser Macs that's experienced, been in the game for years.
Bill Mo Slim, internationally known.
I first got up on him through reading in the jail and so on and so forth. Then right about 2 years after I got out of jail, the first time when I went for a year, you know, I came to San Francisco. I got a chance to meet him live in the flesh. You know what I mean? I was mesmerized because that man's a legend.
Now, some of you guys might be surprised at what I'm about to say and say. Who is this lame who says he knows the game? And where did he learn to play? So gather round, and I'll run it down and unravel my pedigree.
I got my name from Fearbo Street. You know, I come up on Fearbo Street when I come to San Francisco. First thing my sister told me when I got here, she said, you go anywhere in the world, but don't go on Fearbo Street.
It was Saturday night, and the jungle was bright, and the game was stalking its prey. The code was crime on the neon line, and the weak were doomed to pay.
So when I get to Fearbo Street, I just come here from New Orleans, from the South. I'm green. I see brothers with white girls and things and ladies, and I said, this is where I got to be.
So where are you from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
What's your trade?
So this dog called me Fearbo Slim.
How much does it cost?
5 cents a cup.
I had 22 women one time. 22 hookers. Throughout my life, about 8,000 or 9,000. I can only remember the first ones, you know, like you never forget. Like, first one was Joyce. This is a lady out of Phoenix, Arizona. She was all right. She lift me up when I was down. I went down there, I met her at a disco, and her mama told her, you know, her mama, they was kind of poor. Her mama said, go to Hollywood with this man and let him make you a star. I told her she could be a James Bond singer. Took her mama to the big Safeway store, bought her a lot of groceries, and mama gave me a daughter. But she didn't leave with me, though. She didn't leave with me. Mama said, I'll send her to you in 3 weeks. Right. 3 weeks came.
100-fold.
Mama sent her to me.
The power of the elemental in the crystalline structure has the power to amplify that which it receives.
The nigga has got to be 70 plus years old. I know for a fact that nigga turned out pimping when he was 15 because we kicked it like that and he told me about his turnout. So that give him 60 years in the game, pimping, checking traps. I think he got an 18-year-old bitch now.
He's been around when I got in violent situations and have ruled me away from that. You know what I mean? Told me how swell I pimp and how well he see me pimping. And there's no need for me to be mixed up in that situation that's other than get my money.
Well, I tell these young guys, the game will be good to you, be good to the game. You know, this is what you're going to do. You're going to be in the game, then you got to play it fast. You got to be right about
pull
the game.
Together,
rules and regulations.
Neighbors and friends, let our circle of unity go around and around again. Because a full circle never ends.
The beginning was real fascinating to me. I mean, I was blown away. How my daddy's a ladies' man, you know what I'm saying? My father would sit me down and he would tell me, he said, son, you see everything there is that's going around here. He said, and that's okay. But he never glamorized that to me. He never said that I want you to be a pimp. And he would teach me that you got to be a man before you be anything. He said you got to be a man of principles, of character, some integrity.
So if you present yourself a certain way, you have to be consistently that way. And that's how you get judged. You know, if you say, I'm a pimp and I got busted and I won't tell on anybody else, and when you get under pressure like I was, facing 50 years, and I didn't tell on anybody, then all the women and people who know me look at me with respect.
It ain't easy, man. It may look glamour-like to you because you see me riding, you dig, snake skin down to the floor, you dig, hat and shoes to match, diamonds on fingers and watches on arms. I'm telling you, it might look easy, baby, but you're going to have to work some to get to this static, baby. See you at the top.
Oh, gosh, I'm tired. Besides, this town ain't got no cash anyway.
How do you think I'm going to pay for the car and the cabin rents and stay in business? How do you think we'll make enough money to get out of town if you don't rustle some cash? I'm the guy that works hard to get you in touch with the real money. Think that over. See you later.
Why do a hoe need a pimp? Because if a hoe don't get no instructions, she's going to be headed for self-destruction.
Priests need nuns. Doctors need nurses. So hoes need pimps. You know what I mean? They need our instructions. They need our guidance. They need our protection.
Any bitch get out there sells a pussy. Yeah, she got there sells a pussy all day long, but she don't know the ins and outs and the ins and outs and the outs and the ins.
She be kind of misguided and undecided about what to do with her money. You know, the bitch might go to work on from Friday to Sunday, you know, get $500 a day or something. Okay, for the rest of the week, she gonna take that little money and go to the club, go shopping, buy a little weed, eat, and, you know, a whole bunch of shit like that, and just be broke. By the time the next weekend, the bitch starving and the rent due again, you know what I mean? But if she reaching to a pimp, you know, I'm going to be making the bitch go to work every day, not just on the weekend, every day, and put some of them fives on top of some of them sixes, on top of some of them eights, on top of some of them elevens, you know what I mean, and stack it up and, you know, let me see my money grow.
He's more than a pimp. He's an entrepreneur. Right. He's a financial manager as well as a companion. He's there to bail you out when you go to jail and, you know, to console you if something bad happens.
They're supposed to protect the hoe from situations of tricks if they can, if they're able to be paged and get there. A correct and true pimp. Some pimps I've experienced with didn't do it.
A good pimp understands the rules and the regulations of the game, so he knows what to impute into this woman. You get a nigga that's from the ghetto and he don't understand, have no understanding about the game, all he can transmit to her is his ghetto mentality. So he might have a fine-ass bitch, but the bitch don't make no money. Because she don't know how. This motherfucker think that she can go out there and just make a couple of dollars. That ain't shit. There might be a rich man or something. She don't even know how to be around this rich man. She don't know how to act or to seduce this motherfucking rich man because it ain't been taught her. He might want to fuck her for $50, $100, but he come fucking one of my hoes, he gonna get broke for damn near whatever he has. Cause that's what I'm playing for. I'm playing for big stakes.
Big old booties.
Two ways. It can be vocalized along a single line.
It's so quick. Or it can so be many seconds,
amplified.
Yeah, bitch, if you count how many times I called you a bitch, if you count how many chicks, how did you suck the dick, you'd be all right. I'll call you back.
You don't have to call every woman a bitch. It all depends on the mood I'm in, or if I'm feeling really pimpish, then bitch gonna be a bunch of bitches and hoes and faggots and all kind of shit. Then, you know, if I'm upset, then she'll be a whole bunch of bitches and hoes and faggots with a bunch of adjectives in front of her.
A funky, once-a-month bleeding, dirty-down bitch. That's what she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you call me a pimp. Somebody would take that offensive. A square would. You know what I'm saying? All right, some brothers get mad because you say nigga, right? Well, the bitch, to her, at least to my hoes, that's more of a pet name. You know what I'm saying? If I come in the house talking about sweetie pie and honey, the bitch going to look at me crazy like something wrong, you know? Right. Nigga, you know? Right. What's really going on?
There's a whole language to it. There's a whole is another environment. It's another world, but it's really all about money.
You choose to be in the position that you're in. When your man sits you down every night, you have a choice whether you're going to make some money and go home with it.
It's called living your life and having to do things in life that even though at a younger age you would think you would never be involved in, okay? It's just called, like, survival.
They ain't left no more alone with food. Bitches at the club with motherfucking buy
and
a
it was very comforting.
Take her to the Mo-Mo,
I'm
the motel.
Never going to ever be able to be like normal people with food. I mean, I'm always going to be at the mercy of it.
Cognac or buy a drink and take her to the motel. And take her to the Mo-Mo, the motel, and fuck the lining and lick the like a cop. You know what I mean? That's the same. You know, fuck the motel. You know, fuck the lining and lick the lining out of cock, you know what I mean? That's the same thing. And she go home and ain't gotta die. Wake up the next morning, feel a bigger food than a white mouth meal, cause she broke and her cock stank and all that. You know what I mean? A hoe gonna be doing the right thing, cause she gonna be making the trick pay.
Every bitch in their life has thought about home. At least once. I don't care if it's your mama, your sister, your cousin. You might not want to accept it, but every woman has at least thought about it one time.
Any man can kill.
Right.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sick of the union.
I'm sick of the union.
I'm sick of the union. Oh, you can't scare me.
Very, very scary feeling. It's very, very powerful.
And working for a company has some advantages. It's fun in different ways, and that was one of the real selling points for me as far as Transmeta was concerned. Was like Linux, the things that Transmeta did and does are really technically very advanced and are like cutting edge technology, which makes them really interesting to work on. And being in a company setting makes for a very different way of doing things, and I kind of enjoy having seen both sides. And actually, one of the things I like about how I live my life is that I try to be not too black and white. I have my family side, I have my work side, I have my Linux side, and they all meld together well, and I think it makes for a much more interesting experience than somebody who just does one thing and does it in one way.
The power of the elemental in the crystalline structure has the power to amplify that which it receives. Amplify in two ways. It can be vocalized along a single line, or it can be amplified in a broad field.
Got it all arranged.
I don't understand. Living selection is computed. What have you done to Lush? She was here.
We had a long talk, and she agreed that it would be better for both of you to switch. She seemed to think that you weren't accurately mated with her in the first place. I'll never have another mate like ONA. You rate very high in sanitation, don't you? We'll be happy.
Always going to be at the mercy of it, and it's a very, very scary feeling.
New Metaphysics, don't worry, we only use new probing tubes here. Don't worry about germs or the invisible power of outside wow. You know how scary that can be. You gotta get used to your own. As long as you're inside your own system, of course. The ZBC Contoured Network, taking into consideration many variables regular radio channels do not. Some of these are inaudible, others unrecognizable, but believe me, they are included. Adam Newton, the venerable one, birthplace of Sir Isaac, and the history of that history. You know, cause, effect. The twin ankle shackled bracelets of time. Gotta keep that guy grounded, or things could get very out of hand. Gary Geiserman at the erectile joystick. French design for high intensity at low perspective. Some call it the Continental. 90.3 FM. That's our unique tone. Online sometime at .org, or should I say period. I hate to use things that have been given me, because some people got here before me and I don't know if I can trust them. You know what I mean? Keep an eye out for newmetaphysics.com and studio475.com/tildenm. For a digital rehash of the real thing. You'll be secretly charged from your secret account. Don't worry, you won't notice a thing. 617-552-4686. If you've got $10,000 for a phone call, get on with our show.
Mercy of it. And it's a very, very scary feeling. It's very, very powerful.
But there is this great awakening that has taken place in the last few years. And to be quite frank about it, I have very strong religious beliefs, and I am involved in my spiritual work for many years, and I just do not believe that God will allow this entire planet to be enslaved as long as there are millions of people like you and me who understand what's going on and are working to stop it.
Aspect of what I do, so ain't no sense me faking you out. I love it. I'd have been doing something. I was bound to be famous.
With premier designers like Coco Chanel, Mambo Shea, and Schiaparelli, Man Ray turned fashion photography into art. If you go back on Zetation, feel the same way about me. You'll report me for drug violation.
I've got a slip movement to install on my next shift. I'll never make it the way I am now. I wouldn't turn you in, not now. I know I wouldn't.
You can do it without it, Jesse. You can't. I know you can.
Then what? Can't go on forever. You know it can't.
We could leave and live in the superstructure. You only have one more shift left, don't you? We could be gone before the next series started.
Okay in Blackamara, so up for a bird's eye view of the countryside. The engineer has equally amazing gadgets. This searchlight is remarkably animated. In fact, several are provided for varying weather conditions, directed where needed, or wigwagged for signals. Starting no longer knocks passengers out of seats, thanks to new type roller bearings and shock absorbers. In the new Astrodome atop each car, customers have unobstructed views, protected by special laminated safety glass, tinted to reduce glare. 24 can be comfortably seated in each penthouse. Adjustable footrests of new design are a minor feature of the train. This cocktail room is part of the observation lounge. On one of the dining car's several levels is this all-electric kitchen, the first on any train. Ranges, refrigerators, dishwashers, and other scientific aids are operated by a power unit within the car. In the main dining room, tables for 24 are arranged for ample moving around space. And with the shock absorbers and side sway reducers, food remains in place on the table. A private dining room is provided on the lower deck. This luxurious research project on wheels is the forerunner of our trains of tomorrow. With such products of popular science, a new horizon opens for modern transportation by rail.
When I grab him by the neck and start twisting his head off and snap him around, slap him against concrete, he's going to turn red.
I'll tell you what, he got the right strain, baby, and the right yo-yo. You ever seen the right strain? They used to say you got the right strain, baby, and the wrong yo-yo. But I think he got the right strain and the right yo-yo. You the yo-yo, yo-yo.
I didn't know it was that profound.
Oh, it is that profound. And so you, the nose will sniff in a pheromone from somebody, and this will go into the subconscious information processing system. It will give them a good profile of what this person is all about.
Can seem to be so readily distracted by what you have been taught are the necessities of human survival, the belief systems that you have worn as part of your costume all of your lives. Sit gently with all of this. It is very good practice. As I speak with you, allow yourselves to be more aware of the inhalation into the next moment of eternity and the exhalation of all that has ever been. For I do not speak to your minds per se, but I speak to you. And you do not have to attend me with the concentration that is required of linear dialogue. Be present. It is your presence that is required in your world, not your thinking process. Your presence.
In your book that your earliest and happiest memories involve playing with your grandfather's old electronic calculator.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
appreciate nines for their kindness, for their evenness, if you like that, for their non-judgmentalness and other qualities that you really like. As I said before, nines don't have a strong sense of self. They exist as if they're everywhere, and they focus more on other people than themselves. There isn't this strong sense of self and other. It's like we're all one, and we're all part of the same thing. So people can often feel that the nines over-merging, and it can feel intrusive energetically. And feed that back if it's uncomfortable for you, and help the nine focus more back on their own body, their own needs, what they need to communicate. The attention needs to go back to themselves, and that's, it can be very daunting and confusing, because the nine doesn't live in a place where they're focused on themselves that much. Nines don't express outwardly as strong as they feel inwardly. They tend to underplay their actual experience. Encourage a nine to express in a clear, clean, and strong way.
He's fallen in the water, drowned, and he never told me of the other parcel.
The wharf? Wharf?
Well, of course we're on the wharf. Roof. It's on the roof, of course. Stones, what an elaborate disguise, you dear fellow. A rat out. Oh, you had me completely bamboozled. How did it feel in there? Rough? Well, I should imagine so. But think of me in these stays and whalebone. Oh, here, let me help you out now. Is this the zipper? Oh, well, I suppose not.
Cromwell! Cromwell, you flathead!
What? Where are you, Stones?
I'm over here in this tree suit.
Oh, thank God you're alive. Oh, down.
Stop
him
playing
down
with that infernal hound and lend me a hand.
Oh, bank on me, old man. I'll just open a front. What a relief. That beastly dog soaked my trunks.
Oh, Stones, I'm so terribly sorry. I couldn't pick up the parcel.
Nonsense, my dear doctor. You were just talking to it.
Oh, what?
Here, Poochie. Here, he's a good fellow.
Come here. Here,
look, you see. Look.
Why, there's a little doggy door there under his tail.
No, no, careful, careful. I'll just lift this up.
Oh, there's the parcel, Stones.
I suspected.
Oh, listen. Listen, it ticks.
No, the dog has ticks.
Then we must flee.
Woof, woof. Fleeing won't help you. I've got you covered.
Oh, God.
How ingenious.
He was a professor of statistics at Helsinki University. What did you love about playing with this little calculator?
Well, I mean, it's... I don't know why that calculator stayed in my mind so well, because it's one of the things I remember from my childhood, how it was... I don't remember how old I was, but I can't have been very old at all. And this was one of the very first calculators that could do more than just the four basic additions. So this calculator was one of the first scientific ones.
Come on.
on, you guys, the phone company. Provide us with our data jacks.
A group of people back then, but for some reason or another, there was a lot of backstabbing also, and you had to really be careful.
Okay. From what I understand, I believe this happened in 83, 84. There were what we called the L.A. Wars.
The L.A. Wars?
Yeah, it seems like some warring factions of the hackers.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? I mean, what is that like?
All sorts of naughty things to each other. I'm not sure that it actually erupted in L.A., per se, but that number of people in L.A. were having their differences, and they were resolving their differences in hacker ways. Pound 2600, you're talking about the IRC channel?
Yes, IRC.
Okay.
First off, I had to add this, but you can still do some pretty strange stuff with the phone company, and yes, blue boxes still do work.
Yeah, wait a minute. We don't really want to promote.
I keep pointing out to those people that email me. You know, I mean, I get a lot of email. People still call me up, and you would be surprised how many people will email me asking me questions about blue boxes. All right.
Feel like they're hurting you if they're really intense, or they invite possible conflict. They're very conflict avoidant. Assure the nine that you can handle it, and that you might even like it and feel more personally attended to if there is this real engagement.
That's right. And really, what they are is it's a cheap way, we think, to get people to buy the rest of the tax cut. You know, to say, at the time that the tax cut is being talked about, we're going to give you this one-time $500 check to shut up, basically, about the rest of it.
The point was made in the past by many people, the ratio is certainly on our side, if you will, our side being the side of the average American man and woman.
Primary angles are 109 degrees relative to each other. These are the angles of the facets. Ideally, the opposite ends should be shaped identically. This is a mirroring effect. For as I said, you are creating a depository. The depository must be closed about its ends, the ends of transmission and reflection. The energy will enter through the sides and begin to reflect inside. If it is shaped correctly, it will begin to build its charge from one end to the other, utilizing its energy form in the electrical axis and building its power along the magnetic. Now you see why you must build the crystal along the magnetic form.
You have all been taught that if you are not mentally alert and present, that you will miss the most important thing, whatever that may be.
My bones can be identified. They have a touch that is mine, several touches, and you can't know anything more about any single form of mine by knowing me than you can know from the poem, though you can know something more from hearing my voice. If you've only ever seen the poems on the page, and then you hear me read one of them, that will
open up
help
something.
You. That will open up something. I never thought Allen Ginsberg was a very good poet until I heard him read. I mean, his poems looked messy to me and sloppy. I was coming up in a tradition when still things were tighter, and I wanted to change and be new as well. But of course, I thought, well, this guy is so wordy. There are so many words. And then I heard Allen read, and then I suddenly recognized, no, this was the bard. This was the great breath, voice lifted.
Kenward Elmsley. Used to be when it poured down cats and dogs, I'd go prop up apple branches and talk purdy to the hogs, laughing at the thunder, watching lightning streak. Naked as a jaybird, I'd plunge into the creek. What I want to know is, when my high times wane, prop me up in the rain. Used to be I'd find skulls with giant jaws, I'd find porcupines of bone and old turkey buzzard claws, in the backwoods through a dark ravine, naked as a jaybird back when I was green. What I want to know is, when I'm dead and gone, who'll shake its head in the dawn? Remains. What I want to know is, when my high times wane, who'll prop me up in the rain? All I want to know,
is 5 point.
11:38, retract.
11:38, retract. Something is touching the TD on the grid logic modules. Switch to 11:38.
For operating cell 94107, subject 1138, prefix THX.
Mind block restricted. Do not mind block cell 94107.
Priority shift. Repeat. Priority.
Mind block pending.
Priority shift.
Cut the mind block. Hold. Hold. Proceed. Clear.
Situation white. Repeat.
Situation white. Will somebody cut the mind lock?
Who permitted a mind lock priority in Magnum cell 94107?
Release mind lock. Relapse to command monitor. Release mind lock.
6241,
Control Center 626 holds no responsibility for error in mind lock.
Cluster analysis transceiver, this is grid control. The panel was incorporating an HO20 frame which blocked communication in the.
You should have reported that whenever you first detected it.
In any mind lock situation, that is already pre-geared for transceiver. I suggest you consult the mind lock.
Saturday night and we like to party. The folks are fucking around so we might catch a body. Early Sunday morning don't really wanna hurt nobody. So what they trying to get, I already got it. Some motherfuckers just a scheming on my shit. When they lose who they know, I got the zig on my hip. With that extra clip and a rapper who drive, I swell. They got me my six. Aw, shit, murder commit. And there goes enough of statistics running through ballistic. The witness say I'm wicked, but that's how I kick it. Cause I'll be the bastard who blast and didn't get blasted. With kiss of casket, I took a wig back, kid.
Everything I do has a meaning, and if you don't get it, I can tell you what it is. I can't explain any further when I'm asked to explain one of my objects. If you explain the truth to me in the street or the woman walking down the street, I'll explain my objects, because you're so accustomed to seeing these things, you no longer need an explanation.
As he created, he followed his credo. My works
are designed to amuse, bewilder, annoy, or to inspire reflection. New York, with just a few iron bars clamped together, Man Ray managed to capture the image and tension of the metropolis. Using multiple hangers that were obstructing a closet, Man Ray improvised a suspended sculpture, anticipating the famous mobiles of Alexander Calder. A pool table hovering in space, La Fortune, sums up chance in life. A useless object made useful. The neck of a cello as a lamp.
It's the process, the mental process that's involved that interests me. When I painted a loaf of bread blue, the idea of a title came to me immediately. And almost automatically, in French, pam pam. Painted bread, because it sounds also like the kids running down the street after a fire engine and imitating the sound of their siren. Bam, 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 bam.
In a 1931 commission from a Paris utility, Man Ray made a monumental, imaginative portfolio about electricity. A still of Lee Miller's eye was the basis for his haunting assemblage of a metronome with the forbidding title, Object to be Destroyed. Take a photograph of one who has been loved, but is seen no more, Man Ray wrote, and then destroy with a single blow of a hammer. In the late 1930s, Man Ray began a new relationship with a dancer from Guadeloupe, Adrienne Fidelin. Adi accompanied Man Ray to Mougins, near Cannes, in the south of France, where he relaxed with close friends during the summer months, among them the poet Paul Éluard and Pablo Picasso.
We decided to ask people to think about redirecting the rebate, rejecting the whole tax cut and redirect the rebate to organizations that are going to fight the implementation of the rest of that tax cut over the next 10 years.
So what's wrong with the rest of the tax cut?
Well, it's heavily weighted towards the wealthiest Americans. The wealthiest 1% of Americans will get 38% of the tax cut. So almost 40 cents out of every dollar is going to go to the top 1%.
Well, those people are really hurting, aren't they? They're those poor folks who are controlling more and more of the world's wealth, right?
Well, there are people who would make the argument that we need to tax the top 1% less, yes, so that they will do the thing that they do and provide the rest of us with trickle down.
Because the rest of us just couldn't survive without those wealthy people providing us with a living. Is that it? Providing us with prefabricated jobs.
Right.
Well, and if you really think about the way that labor has been going and the horrors that have been enacted on labor, CEOs' salaries have gone up just a tremendous amount while people in labor salaries are actually dropping and people are being laid off. So it's just very, very top heavy.
Yeah, that's right. And even last year we saw CEO pay rise, even though stock prices dropped last year. You would think that investors would demand that CEOs be held accountable for their dropping stock prices, but apparently not.
For their droppings?
Yes.
Chris, particularly with what has happened since last Tuesday, we're hearing all kinds of economic forecasts. Do you have any idea in terms of what some of the impact is going to be?
Boy, I would really hate to speculate.
Yeah, it's hard, I know.
I think it's pretty safe to say we're going to be spending more money. The government will be spending more money, which means either raising taxes or spending less on other things. And so it'll be interesting to see what proposals are made. I mean, I think the Congress just voted $40 billion of immediate aid, so that means someone's taxes are going to have to be raised, or someone is not going to get that money who would have otherwise gotten it.
No, we'll just put the country into a deficit again.
Yeah, that's the other possibility,
we'll
which isn't
that deficit.
Is
hey,
not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah,
there's a war on, so now that gives us permission to do all kinds of things, doesn't it? Gives us permission to spend Social Security money.
That's what I was interested in. What about that?
Well, there's sort of some confusion about the Social Security situation. It doesn't matter if we spend the so-called Social Security surplus. That's not going to endanger Social Security one iota, because the Social Security Trust Fund has government bonds in it, and those are the safest investments in the world. And if we spend the dollars in the trust fund, we replace them dollar for dollar with bonds. And so there's really no danger to the Social Security trust fund from going into deficit to spend for whatever we feel that we need to spend money on.
I don't understand that at all.
Okay. It is sort of confusing because politicians, both Democrat and Republican, have been trying to basically confuse the public about the health of the Social Security system.
Yeah, I mean, there's people who are saying it's about to collapse, it's bankrupt, you know,
right.
And all this
that
stuff.
That we'll never see it, yeah.
That's just not true. It's not true. The Social Security system has never been in better shape. It's able to pay all benefits until 2037,
yeah.
And it's never been in that type of a situation before. It was not in that situation in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, or the 80s. And basically what's going on is that people who want to privatize the system, who want to privatize Social Security and turn that money into lots of little bitty individual accounts that they can collect management fees from, they're the ones that are scaremongering about Social Security. And unfortunately, it was a big disappointment. Bill Clinton and the Democrats joined in on that by saying that we can't spend the Social Security surplus, blah, 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 when actually that has no impact whatsoever on Social Security.
Sure.
Now, before September 11th, we were saying that we can, the government ought to make investments in things like education and healthcare, and if it needs to borrow to do that, then that's perfectly fine. That's a perfectly appropriate thing for government to do. In the same way that a family would borrow to buy a house or send a child to college,
sure.
Make investments in the future, it makes sense to borrow. And that's what our government ought to be doing. But the Democrats, who used to talk like that, abandoned that position and said we cannot go into the Social Security surplus. It's sacrosanct, and we must leave it there. And as a result, a lot of people are confused about the health of Social Security, and it's too bad.
So what's wrong with the Democrats?
Well, it's an indication of how big money has taken over both political parties, and so there's less and less debate on economic issues and more agreement, because both political parties are in hock to the same wealthy donors and corporations. If you look at the sponsor. National Monetary Fund and the World Bank,
yes,
that are basically dictating to poor nations what they must do,
right,
in order to get loans.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they tell these poor nations to do is to reduce their government programs, reduce their government spending. It doesn't work. It's never worked. In any country, the IMF cannot point to any example of where that policy has worked.
Yeah.
All it does do is make it easier for transnational corporations to come into those countries and make a bigger profit.
Yeah.
Speaking of transnational corporations, I noticed that your organization has a global stop fast track alert. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Fast track is the shorthand term for the presidential authority to negotiate trade agreements on his own without consulting Congress. Now, the Constitution...
Now, negotiate trade agreements on his own with no say from Congress?
That's a good point to bring up. The Congress can vote yes or no on the on the treaty, but
that's
cannot
it.
Have any hand in negotiating or shaping the treaty.
Can they even see information on it, or...?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think, for example, the multilateral agreement on investment, which was being negotiated a few years back, that was done completely in secret.
And
generally, members of Congress did not know what was being negotiated in that.
So the president, with fast track, the president gets to do all the negotiation, or president or his people.
Yep.
And then he gets to present a fait accompli,
yep,
to the Congress, and they either get to pass the agreement or to be the people who shot it down,
yes,
and discouraged world prosperity.
And that's in a 24-hour period?
Yeah, the debate on that was limited to some number of hours in the Congress?
That would depend on, in the Senate, if there's a vote to limit debate, then they can limit debate there. There are different rules in the House.
So basically we could have a president that decides one day, I'm going to give all this stuff and all this labor for 2 cents an hour or something to the Nike CEO, and I'm going to run it by Congress and get it through really fast and
yeah,
make decisions like that, huh?
That's right. If Congress gives up the right to step in and tinker with any agreement that he's made, then yes, then the president would be able to say either vote yes or no, and people in Congress, I guess, would be hard-pressed to vote against something that might have some good things in it, but is mostly bad. That's generally how these things work.
So what's up with Fast Track right now? Where does it stand?
Well, it still has not yet been voted on. This is an issue where the Democrats are a little bit better, and in fact, they defeated Fast Track in 1998. Or 1998, I can't remember which.
When they didn't have a majority?
That's right. Yes.
Cool.
It was a pretty big victory and took a lot of work by labor and community groups around the country and environmental groups.
Doing
also.
Lobbying for that?
Yeah.
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 Well, thank goodness that they did, you know.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to just say that Chomsky said that, you know, power, and we're talking about the abuse of power here quite a bit, really can't thrive in the light, but really works in secrecy.
Hey, man, can you spare a quarter for something to eat?
Why you driving a Cadillac?
Yeah, that's why I asked for a quarter for something to eat.
You can't do it.
I am here to protect you. You have nowhere to go. You have nowhere to go.
One 138 THX is Charlie.
charges violation. Appendix 445613. Index 78.7. Drug evasion. Malicious sexual perversion. And transgression.
Immediate destruction.
Reject.
On the basis of an Echo TRX 314. Totally incurable chemical imbalance with socially deteriorating consequences.
Reject. Reject. Inefficient, unwarranted destruction. Must be saved.
Has allowed these erotics to exist.
Inane, inane. What is the prosecution doing?
The
records of the defendant affirm that he is of Clinic origin.
If society is to free itself of the deviants.
This is not a race issue.
He must be destroyed. We must not continue to consume these erotics. We must exterminate the source of sin. Economics must not dictate situations which are obviously religious.
Mass is what? Defendant used, not destroyed. Case rest.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the old sidebar doesn't, crossbar doesn't work anymore. But there is a way to do it.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave
it
right there.
Oh, sure there is.
Hey, Cap. What? Oh, yeah. Area code 503.
Yeah, I know you, yes. Dark Knight.
Yeah, probably off the DEF CON.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Okay, yeah. Well, Captain,
hey,
I know
how
you
was DEF CON conference.
Wait a minute now.
So
was
my...
One at a time.
I was at DEF CON conference this last weekend.
Right, Captain. So was my buddy Seven.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And yet, I can't stop, and I can't live without it.
দুষ্ট পুরুষ পূজাই রাজন কহে রোষবহি রাজা উবাচ কহ এ কেবণ কারণ কিম্পাই করু প্রহারণ কাহু অইলু তু পুরুষ কহ তোহর নাম কিস মোর শরণ নর লোক এহাকু করু তু নিরেখ নির্বল প্রাণী কি তু বলে প্রহারু বলিয়ার ছড়ে বেশে তু রাজ রূপ বহু নটর প্রায় বিজন হু কহ এ কেবণ কারণ দেখ মো করে ধনুর্বাণ
মহারাজ পরীক্ষিতঙ্ক মুখরু কঠোর বচন শুনে রাজা বেশধারী কলি আতঙ্কিত হয়ে পড়া রাজা পরীক্ষিত ধর্মরূপী বৃষভঙ্ক নিকটক যাই আশ্বাসনা দিয়ে কহিলে
তু ধর্ম ধর্ম কথা কহু ছলে বৃষভ রূপ বহু অধর্ম কর্ম যে করই যে অবা তাহা প্রকাশই নরকে গতি দুহিঙ্কর এরূপে শাস্ত্রর বিচার কিবা এ দেব মায়া গতি কে জানি পারে চিত্তে চিন্তি মন বচনে অগোচর নিশ্চয় প্রাণীর বিচার তোহর চতুর চরণ প্রথম যুগে আচরণ তপ সৌদয়া সত্য এ যুগ অনুরূপে কৃত্য সত্যর সঙ্গে তপ গলা শৌচ দেশয়া তেজিলা
To tell you the truth, my whole documentary is about that, women and food. That's really why I'm here for.
Really?
Yeah.
Why then did you say the documentary was about women in California?
I said Southern Californian behavior, but it's more general, you know. It seems awkward to people when you say women and food. I just start wondering why women and food. You know, we don't talk about these things in France. The first time I heard bulimia was about Jane Fonda when she said that stuff, but we don't discuss that at all, so I felt so alone.
Did you throw up?
Well, yes. The first time I threw up, actually, I was thinking I was doing something real smart. I remember it was with a friend, and it was like a very good idea. You eat, so then you throw up. It was very, you know, very smart idea. I didn't know it was going to lead to all that terrible things. The doctors say, well, a lot of women do that, you know, to control their weight, and that's okay. There was nothing to worry about.
You know, 20 or 30 years ago, I think sex was the secret subject of women. And now it's food.
It's such a... unattractive.
কলির বাক্য ভারি চিত্তে সুবর্ণ দেলা তার হস্তে এ পঞ্চ স্থান পঞ্চ গুণ ব্রাহ্মণে সাবধানে শুণ মিথ্যাব সৈদ্যুত মধ্যে কাম কামিনী মত মধ্যে রাণী মারণে রজ গুণ সুবর্ণ মধ্যে এ পঞ্চ স্থান তারে দেলা ধর্ম সঙ্গ মেলা সবাই অভিমন্য বলা করি গুপ্তান দেলা
রাজা পরীক্ষিত মস্তকরে থাকা সুবর্ণর মুখ যাই রাজা শিরে বসি তাকে বিভিন্ন করাইলে পরীক্ষিত দিনে মৃদয় করিব সে পারিতে অত্যন্ত ক্লান্ত হয়ে সমীপ আশ্রমে ধ্যানরত মুনিকি সে জল মাগন্তে মুনিবর সমাধিস্থ হয়েছিবারু কিছু উত্তর দেলে নাহি। কলির প্রভাবরে রাজা পরীক্ষিত মুনিঙ্কঠারু অভ্যর্থনা নপাই অত্যন্ত ক্রোধরে গোটিয়ে মৃত সর্পকু শ্রমিকঙ্ক গলারে লম্বাই দেই সেঠারু নবরকু বাহুড়ি আসিলে। পিতাঙ্কর দুর্দশা দেখি মুনিপুত্র শৃঙ্গী সেই মুহূর্তরে রাজা পরীক্ষিতঙ্কু সাতদিন মধ্যে তক্ষক দংশন করু বলে অভিশাপ দেলে।
New Metaphysics. That's the kind of physic you can give to all your orifices at the same time. And it hasn't been used by anyone else. Out of Newton, Massachusetts. U.S. Earth. This universe. You know the one created by the blue star. You know the projected reality universe. The one that has a little of everything in it, but not a lot of anything. And you're connected, hot-wired right into it. With a kind of a central M.O., kind of a key concept in mind, the from nothing something to nothing kind of a binary system. With an extended interior, that looks the other way around when extended. To do it in. Where the real is unreal and the vice versa, and then add one more personal favorite. Don't forget that one. It's confounding sometimes. 90.3 FM. Electricity composite. Strange technology. Very. Strange. And more so every day. Gary Geiserman, strapped to it. At a WZBC, Central Unifying Tone of the whole network. The friends of the friends of the friends. Friendly numbers. 552. Dancing on the spirit of the numbers. Four, six, 86. In the Orient, they know about the spirit of numbers. ZBC Online, rather, WZBC.org. Sometimes. NewMetaphysics.com, Studio475.com/NM. Soon. Sound good MP3 files. Download or stream. Just peeing in the stream. Putting it to the man. Man among men. Man on high. Go until about 3 o'clock tonight. Specially approved material by the Central Clearing. Already been approved. Laundered. Through the analog signal bank in Argentina, brought back through Mexico City and New York City, interweaved through the digital domain to get under the cursors. And electronically revamped for broadcast right where I'm sitting. I can feel the very fine subphysical hairs around my scrotum standing at various angles. A quiver. Just at the thought of it. Every third day. Of the Julian calendar. And believe me, that Julian calendar never existed. Any more than Darwin did. I know some of you still believe in Darwinian evolution. You can listen to the show also for a while. For a while.
So-called lower animals do that all the time. They go up and take a big sniff, and they're
that's right. They're
just taking a read right then and there on who this person is and what they're all about.
It's fabulous.
All right.
What a person is putting out that attracts the attention of other people. Only if they can be controlled.
Now.
Only if they can be controlled.
Interesting.
That's a whole other topic, but that's charisma. What a person is putting out that attracts the attention of other people.
Can we include pheromones, other biological things?
Well, pheromones are produced. It's now known that pheromones are produced in the nose and from the tongue and in the sweat glands in the armpits. Human ones, anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is being sort of kept quiet until somebody knows how to chemically reproduce this, and then they can sell it and bottle it.
Perfumes, look out.
And then it'll be okay. But the nose is very sensitive. There are receptors, cellular cells in the nose that receive pheromones, and the pheromones are practically IT kits of the person who put them out. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was that profound.
Oh, it is that profound. And so the nose will sniff in a pheromone from somebody, and this will go into the subconscious information processing system that will give them a good profile of what this person
is
all about.
The so-called lower animals do that all the time. They go up and take a big sniff, and they're just taking a read right then and there on who this person is and what they're all about.
And stand before you speechless and intelligent and shaking with shame, rejected, yet confessing out the soul to conform to the rhythm of thought in his naked and endless head.
And so one person could even do a multidisciplinary task, which gave me huge advantages. I could design a floppy disk a certain way, but if I laid out the PC board, I could change the design to help the PC board have fewer holes going through. Mm-hmm. By adding game features to a machine, I could also modify the programming language to have commands for it. It was like a real one-person job, so efficient because I scattered over so many different disciplines. That day went away because as soon as money got attached to the whole business, now computers were so valuable. Boy, you don't risk anything. You just hire the best engineers and the best team and the managers and overpay them. And, you know, it's a large project with dozens of people to turn out a computer platform.
A couple of extra thoughts here about the types and relating. Remember, the wings can make this relating experience quite different. A four with a three wing, for instance, is going to be much more outward than a four with a five wing that will be much more inward.
Awful.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
The most terrible thing. You know, you can say I'm an alcoholic, I feel, or I'm a drug addict. That's okay. But it's like, you know, kind of interesting. But just saying I've, you know, eating disorder, I just want to eat, I just want... That's so unattractive.
Last year that almost would shock you. But when I was young, I was just one of those guys that did a lot of little troublesome things. I just had all these energies, and maybe it was energies not coming out in normal social ways, wanted to find their way out of my head, and they came out as mild, you know, non-destructive pranks. I wasn't a criminal or a vandal or something like that. It was just the normal things you do, you know, fake sounds around the school and things in people's lockers and you know, not much more than toilet papering houses or something. But then I got so caught so many times in junior high school. By high school, I kind of knew to be very few people, very quiet, very silent, how not to get caught. So I only got caught for one thing my entire high school.
What was that?
I made an electronic metronome that sounded like a bomb, tick, tick, tick. I put it around a bunch of battery canisters, and I put it in a friend's locker. Unfortunately, it was kind of weak, and you couldn't hear it, and the principal later in the day heard it, took it out, you know, and I had it rigged so when you opened the locker, it sped up the ticking.
Oh, man.
So the principal had to, you know, took out to the football field, dismantled it. Well, I was kind of, later on, they said, it was during finals, they said, Steve, the vice principal wants to see you. So I went and checked, and the bomb was out of the locker. The ticker was out of the locker. But I kept telling myself, they're going to give me a math award, they're going to give me a math award. And as I was sitting there, a cop walked by with all these wires hanging out of a box. I said, oh, no, they called a bomb demolition squad. Mm-hmm. And then they came up and they said, your friend told us everything. And it wasn't really true. I guess it was the guy whose locker was in, recognized my work, you know, my switches and stuff. So I got caught. And it was real hard to contain my laughter when the principal told me how he went up to the football field and dismantled it. All I could think about was what he thought when it sped up the ticking.
Yeah, no kidding. I think that's the piece de resistance, is the fact that it sped up when you open up the locker.
Yeah. In college, I also had really good pranks based around TV jammers, where I would play with people's bodies, and where their body was would make the TV work or not, and they never guessed that somebody in the audience was doing it.
But not the greedy.
You could be born a snail.
A Rolls Royce, what does that mean?
Well, okay, look out. Don't
drive Cadillacs, too. Come over here. We need you. We need you.
We need you.
Woo! We need you, baby.
You come in.
Right here. I pay you.
Need you just flick on
your time.
Just one.
We getting a new broadcast, okay? This gentleman needs you so bad. You know how bad he don't.
You know what I want to do with you.
Hey,
see that woman over there?
Hey,
what's your hair? Is that
don't
green?
Don't she look good?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, lady? Kind of play around. Just let me.
Hey, we didn't mean to break up nothing. But could you come over a minute? We'll treat you right.
Oh, mercy, mama. Come here, honey.
I mean, go listen.
You come here. Don't you go over and read too much, because you make...
wine and just my kind. A lot of dye, a lot of tea. You got a nice, lazy body. Lord have mercy.
I just want to hug up next to you, go to bed and sleep.
Hey!
Woo! Watch out. Pretty thirsty. Mama mia, don't...
Yeah. I'm not sure enough to leave God behind. I will never leave God. I don't want to die.
In fact, you not only carry your Bible with you, but you carry your video camera, the tripod, and like about three bags full of stuff, right?
Well,
they didn't have an LED display like they have now, one of these regular displays of today. It had an old-fashioned display which had these wires that were glowing and showing the numbers that way. And when it was calculating something, you could really tell. It was thinking hard.
Job. Great. Great. That moment of the first paycheck. But all too soon, there's that clench in your stomach as the dread punch-in, sign-in, be-on-the-floor time approaches. And as you walk to the first table, as you pick up the first document, as you punch the first button to take the first call, you think, oh, I'll never get through this. Until finally your shift is over and it's time for the late night ride in the taxi, counting your cash by the street lights, and sitting down after hours on your feet is as pure as drinking water.
other biological things?
Well, pheromones are produced. It's now known that pheromones are produced in the nose and from the tongue into the sweat glands in the armpits.
No, wait for 3-2.
ବ୍ୟାସଙ୍କ ପୁତ୍ର ଆଜନ୍ମ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରୀ ଶୁକମୁନି ପରୀକ୍ଷିତଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ମିଳି ତାହାଙ୍କୁ ସାତ ଦିନ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ ଭାଗବତ ଶୁଣାଇବାକୁ
one thing, because you made a statement just before the break that I've sold 175,000 books. That is correct, but this is my fifth book, this new one that just came out. Mm-hmm. The first four deal with alternative health care mainly.
Yes.
And the reason, as I say, I shifted in to do this book is because I realized we were heading towards a police state. And the detail is there, I guess, because I have a flair for detail. I mean, it's just part of my nature.
On our side, if you will, our side being the side of the average American man and woman, the numbers.
You ever tried to sell those things? Because I know I'd buy one in a heartbeat, man.
No, but a lot of times people ask me, well, how do I build a TV jammer? Well, I don't remember the circuit. But, yeah. You know, I used to buy one transistor, the only high-speed one I could get at Radio Shack. But now you just go down to Radio Shack, and they have little kits called FM transmitters. Hey, take one capacitor and substitute a little tuning capacitor from a transistor AM radio, and you can just kind of tune around, and it'll hit different channels.
Now, it's interesting that you say that and the way you say it. You're a self-taught engineer for the most part, correct?
Oh, that's correct. I had my first ham radio license in sixth grade, and computers was all self-taught.
Where did that interest come from as a child? Were you one of those kids who...
Accidents.
And so you spend your lives waiting for the most important thing. The key to come to you. Many of your concepts. And that can never be. And so I offer you another most important thing. But I do not argue or in any way contend with what you have already been given as the most important thing. I would prefer to address you in another way, in another manner.
Out on the river, the past could enter the stillness and exfoliate before the mind's eye like some dark rose of interlocking casuistry, forces visible and hidden, stretching back into one's past, migrations, religious conversions, discoveries make each a microcosm of the larger pattern of history on a scale of millennia. The inertion of introspection is toward memory. For only in memory is the past recaptured and understood. In the fact of experiencing and making the present, we are all actors. But in the lacuna, in the rare moments when experience in the present is a minimal thing, an indolent self-examining thing, then memory is free to speak and call forth the landscapes of our striving in other moments now past. Now, the now that is a time beyond the confines of this story, a now in which this story is past, I do not worry the past as I did then. It is now set for me in a way that it was not set then. Not set then because so recent, still to be relived in memory and learned from. 5 days of river travel lay before us, undemanding, freeing the mind to rove and scan. Two all-inclusive categories emerged in the world that was our vessel and crew, and ourselves out on the broad river whose distant banks were no more than a dark green line separating river and sky. Two categories, the familiar and the unfamiliar. The unfamiliar was everywhere, drawing inane analogies into common conversation. The Putumayo is like the Ganges. The jungle invokes Ambon. The sky is similar to the skies of the Serengeti Plain, etc. The illusion of understanding. A lame way of getting one's bearings. The unfamiliar does not give up its secrets in this game. The Putumayo does not become like the Ganges. The unfamiliar must become known as itself before it is correctly recognized. The familiar things are people. The people here appear as known quantities because they have been known in the past. So long as the future remains like the past, they will remain known quantities. Certainly this is not New York, Boulder, or Berkeley, but we are trying to become extra-environmentals, develop a sense of appropriate action that is never at a loss. It is the familiarity of these people that makes them windows in my imagination, opening onto the past.
And angel beat in time, unknown, yet putting down here what might be left to say in time, come after death, and rose reincarnate in the ghostly clothes of jazz in the gold horn shadow of the band, and blew the suffering of America's naked mind for love into an eighty eighty lama lama subaxani saxophone cry.
With a three wing is going to be more protective by being more out there like three. The nine with the eight wing is going to be more assertive than the nine with a one wing.
Thank you. God as someone who takes care of people?
No.
Not at all? Yes, but is having, breathing, and heart beating exactly like being taken care of?
Is biting into an apple. You're too fired up to go to sleep, so you just sit at the kitchen table. It's really late. It's really quiet. You're tired. Don't want to go to bed, though. Going to bed means this was the day. This May 12th. This March 2nd. This September 23rd. Is over. You're tired. You made some money. But it didn't happen. Nothing happened.
WZBC. Sort of the carrier frequency of nothing happened. And all that entails, and the varied meanings. Adam Newton, WZBC, still, New Metaphysics, Gary DeGeiserman, on another day, another show. Going to the promised land, following Moses, just trying to get to the beach before sundown.
You got through it, and the whole day of your life is over, and all it is. Time to go to bed.
Can I borrow one of your etchings? Sure. I think that the lesson will go a lot better.
Let's wreck this up. You said 4 or 5 on the...
All right.
Should we zoom this up a little here? Here, I'll just zoom it. Hey, that, doesn't it zoom like a...
What have you been checked out on over at level 387?
Well, at 387, our system was never completed. We'd use
so you haven't had any experience with the Mark 8 board at all? Never saw
it? No, but with the Mark 7, you had the same. You could just open them up as the... Open all four up.
Yeah, you ought to be careful about the...
You got any polarity here on the mobile travel? Look,
what?
I just punched up 1, and I'm opening.
Imagine that has something to do with the results that 378 was getting. That's it. Okay, now watch that reading, and is it...
Uh-oh.
Watch the needle on 5 now. Watch
this,
it.
This knob is loose.
Oh, wait a minute, which is the switch to get it out? Master at the moment.
Okay, there we are. What is the real dope on the cortex bond problem, anyway?
Oh, you find yourself with... Don't let it get above 4.8.
Look at this. What if you put a dual display on it and I punch 2 up?
Yes, you can see 2 at once. When you see 3,
punch a third and you'll see the numbers read. Yeah, so it's best to go back to two and, okay. and really to get an accurate reading.
I don't see any disillusion there at all.
No, you haven't. Don't let it get above 4.7.
Here, I'll bring these back down a little bit. Yeah, I seem to be overloading.
Well, you should put, you shouldn't, instead of...
There it is. It's about 4.6 now. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, but dissolution occurred at 4.5.
Oh, yeah?
Eye for seeing, the eye represents His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie, I mean the eye that see, right? And the mouth represents Jesus Christ, the living word, invisible wing, which is the Holy Spirit that speak. You don't seem to hear Him, right?
There's a lot of mystery surrounded the events of a few years ago, when word has it they actually burnt down the Black Elk Studio scratch.
Well, I was dealing with some unclean spirit, mean unclean people that was in the Ark, and the Ark means the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy Trinity of Love, that's what it means, and stand for it. Well, fire is a purifier that purifies everything that is dirty and unclean. Well, we get blessing through fire, so we got to return blessing through fire, so the only way to get rid of those evil spirits was to burn it down.
Mm.
Well, I will rebuild it when recoup some monies.
Yeah. So the Black Ark is going to rise again.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the main things that gave rise to all this kind of accusations that Scratch is crazy, man. And in the gigs you've been doing, people have been shouting out, Scratch, you're a madman, and throwing you certain substances on stage to actually imbibe in. But you seem to take that in really good heart now.
That's great, to be mad. His madness is the ultimate power.
Divine madness.
Yeah, divine madness.
Divine madness.
Definitely. Yeah. That's what it is.
Engineer, let me into some good things. Happen to have a manual around that only high-level engineers would have. This is before colleges had curriculums in computer science. And I read some computer articles and thought, my God, even a fifth grader can understand this. You don't need higher-level math. And I just started loving it. And so when I started designing computers through high school, I designed computer after computer after computer, and I never did it with a friend. I never did it with a family or a teacher. Nobody knew I did it. It was all private.
These days, when people use a calculator and it calculates so fast that you get the reply immediately when you press the buttons, this one took like some calculation, took half a minute for it, and it was flashing all the time while it was doing this. So that calculator made a big impression on me.
Definitely started in the Bronx. First, there was a group called the Funky Four Plus One More, and that One More was a female by the name of Sha-Rock. Sha-Rock, I was in love with this girl. I thought she was the best. I mean, she had a real good, clean voice, powerful, strong, but still sexy and ladylike. She had good rhythm. And then there was the Sequence Girls who came along with the Sugar Hill Gang Records, and they were actually the first female group on Wax. And of course, you had Salt and Pepper who came along and came out with the first platinum hit for a female group.
We've been able to endure, you know, a lot of hard times because we do care and care about each other. But, she makes it fun. This girl is crazy.
Let me clarify one thing, because you made a statement just before the break that I've sold 175,000 books.
If you will, our side being the side of the average American man and woman.
Power to govern people without the trouble of winning consent in elections.
Controversial because of the judgments of the highest international authorities, the International Court of Justice, the World Court, and the UN Security Council. So this one is uncontroversial, at least among people who have some minimal concern for international law, human rights, justice, and other things like that.
3, 2, fire.
About gnosis being the fundamental impulse of religion, the fundamental impulse of human beings. But what is traditionally meant by gnosis is experiential knowledge, concrete, direct observation and certainty about something.
Tasks are too hard. There is no grail. There is no treasure. The only talismans that protected me were the constancy of books and the comfort of food. Till I was really well read and over 200 pounds.
Down to the last radio with the absolute hearts of the poem of life, butchered out of their own bodies, good to eat 1,000 years.
It will build up in what would be termed an adiabatic form. A slow charge until the ship cannot sustain or abstain, no, sustain the energy form any longer. And the form will leave the crystal in the form of a radiation pattern. When you have created the crystal in the proper way, it will become very powerful for you.
Thank you.
King's own coach.
There must have been about 100 triumphal arches all the way down, built of bamboo and papered over, but most of them depicted Tenzing at the top of the triumphal arch, waving the flag of Nepal. And if you look low down, you'd see a figure sprawled on the snow. And this was supposed to be Hillary below.
One wing will be a little more judgmental. The 9 with the 8 wing will be generally a little bit more direct. If someone's in their stress point in a strong way, for instance, if 8 is in a 5 stress point, they're going to be much more withdrawn and not at all like the 8 that you're used to.
Fire.
The rewards are inside your own head. You're just doing it to please yourself. But it also meant that I had to start to grade myself. There was no grade. I had to start competing with my prior design. I would design the same HP or Variant or digital equipment or data journal computer over and over, trying to use fewer chips each time, competing against my own best design of the past.
The human sofa, I joked, because I wore a gray skirt made of upholstery fabric. I wore it every day. That year, the year of the skirt, was the year that Buster Keaton became my boyfriend. I'd gone to a theater in Greenwich Village, and there I saw my first Keaton film. The first shot of his face opened to something inside me. His face had the etched perfection of a classical statue and the liquid, compassionate eyes of a Perugino Madonna. His eyes and his baby pictures, his films, even as an old man, were always the same. What other girls told their lovers, I told him in my heart. He was so beautiful, so graceful. There's a moment in the film The General where we see Buster as a young engineer driving his locomotive, and he leans forward and brushes off a tiny spot. That this huge machine is known to him down to the smallest speck of dust. His was not just passion, but the pride of having a great love of something and being really good at it, even if no one else understood. This I could understand. In his film Cops, at the end, there's a shot of an empty street, a deserted world, and then far off at the farthest point, a lone figure, Buster, running. The street behind him fills with cops, a fantastic number of cops, bearing down the swift but doomed fugitive. Here was my kindred spirit, who ran the way I ran in my dreams after I finished plodding through the day. I am going to study fencing with Mr. Barta. Advance, advance, advance. Retreat, retreat, retreat. Lunge. Putting aside the $23 I needed each week from limp piles of my tip money, when I complained to Mr. Barta about his chronic lateness, he said, please, Claudio, don't make a scenery. I run from work, my horrible proofreading cubicle, changing into my tights in the cold corporate toilet, as I run for the R train to skid onto the stinky woody floors of the Clark Center. The sound of the drums, the drummers nodding to the beat of the drums, the documents forgotten, the fluorescence sweating itself out of my body, as my teacher Charles Moore says, you gotta dance like this. Like you got a big jewel of your grandma's right here, and you want everybody to see it. And if you hesitated and looked around, he'd say, don't look at your friends. Your friends are wrong. sneaking off the floor of my restaurant job. Listen, can you cover my last two deuces for me? I gotta go to my French class. Je dois aller à l'école. Running to my sanctuary at the Alliance Française. Hunched over my exercise books with the ladies who lunch. Hier soir, je travaillais pour 18 heures. Last night, I worked for 18 hours. Oh God, a room of people thinking, dancing, juggling, sensing. And if I have to go back to work, I'll go. But I'm not letting the world of money and bosses define my day.
The horns agree. So you see, there are many elements, all having different shape. There are many things to be considered, you see. You must consider your feelings, your openness to entering the mineral kingdom.
We are only here to help you. You have nothing.
Watch it. Come on now. We don't want to hurt you. Let go. We won't harm you. We only want to help you. $39.47. Could you get him from where you are?
Judges our actions here, it will perhaps see us not as unwilling prisoners, but as men who, for whatever reason, prefer to remain as non-contributing individuals on the edge of society. We must not let this happen, gentlemen.
Deciding where we are.
The choice is there.
Arguing about leaving.
Make no mistake.
Trying to determine the future. It's ridiculous.
We must first choose a leader.
Well, what about keeping things livable here?
To unite us
now.
Together.
L-U-H,
La,
9998.
What happened? Who's gone?
Jeff.
My friend, your point of view, yes, Cam, that's it. Your point is well taken, Cam, but it lacks the balance that a broader and deeper range of experience can lend it. When I first arrived here, I saw things as perhaps you do now. Yes, I was confused about my predicament. I longed to thrash out, to tear down, to destroy and annihilate, to ravage, wreak havoc and plunder. Being basically level-headed, however, I realized that my first goal should be to study this place where what seemed blind circumstance had placed me. Listen to the mumblings of an old man and bank those things with earnest inquiry and honest observation.
Mumblings. Mumblings. You hear that? Do you know how many times we've had to listen to that speech? Do you know how many times we've had to listen to that speech? Thinks everyone's as blind as he is. You know what you are? You made me sick. If we all thought like you, you know what I want? I want ideas. I want one idea. One idea could get us out of here. We just have to be sure that it's the right idea. So we'll find it. We'll know it when we see it. I'll know it when I see it. Clear and straightforward and plain as the nose on your face.
Thank you.
very important. It would require a meditation for you first. Do not just jump into it. They need a hello, how are you, first. My name is. How are you? By the way, I'm here, I need help. So come to them in humbleness. They respect humbleness. They do not have a very high regard for pride. So beg you not go to them with pride. There is an awful lot of pride in the planet in these days.
A much faster calculator that could calculate a lot more complex things than where he could actually tell it to do certain things thousands and millions of times. And I ended up being kind of his Igor, the mad scientist's helper, and helping him type in programs. And he obviously in retrospect wanted me to learn about and become interested in the same things he was, and he certainly succeeded. So
what did you use
it took time.
What did you use the computer for yourself?
Now I'll leave you an exercise. You can estimate the size of that category by simply asking how often this uncontroversial case has been mentioned in the commentary of the last month. And it's a particularly relevant one, not only because it's uncontroversial, but because it does offer a precedent as to how a law-abiding state would respond to... did respond, in fact, to a case of international terrorism, which is uncontroversial, and was even more extreme than the events of September 11th. I'm talking about the Reagan-U.S. war against Nicaragua, which left tens of thousands of people dead, the country ruined, perhaps beyond recovery. Nicaragua did respond. They didn't respond by setting off bombs in Washington. They responded by taking it to the World Court, presenting a case. They had no problem putting together evidence. The World Court accepted their case, ruled in their favor, ordered the condemned what it called the unlawful use of force, which is another word for international terrorism by the United States, ordered the United States to terminate the crime and to pay massive reparations. The United States, of course, dismissed the court judgment with total contempt and announced that it would not accept the jurisdiction of the court henceforth. Nicaragua then went to the UN Security Council, which considered a resolution calling on all states to observe international law. No one was mentioned, but everyone understood. The United States vetoed the resolution. It now stands as the only state on record which has both been condemned by the World Court for international terrorism and has vetoed the Security Council resolution calling on states to observe international law. Nicaragua then went to the General Assembly, where there's technically no veto, but a negative U.S. vote amounts to a veto. It passed a similar resolution with only the United States, Israel, and El Salvador opposed. The following year, again, this time the United States could only rally Israel to the cause, so two votes opposed to observing international law. At that point, Nicaragua couldn't do anything lawful. It tried all the measures. They don't work in a world that is ruled by force.
and collective sovereignty to intervene by coercion in most economic and environmental policies of most nations. And he notes how in this book the UN must play a central role, regimes empowered to enforce compliance, and there's a new era that responds to the collective will.
We'll talk much more about the
After long deliberation, I have decided to go out and personally examine the barrier, to learn at first hand what difficulties are involved, and decide how best to overcome them. I realize there's an element of risk, but moments such as these require that a choice be made and action taken regardless of the danger involved. We shall be back soon, but we shall be gone long enough to form an accurate and functional plan of escape, and I shall have an honest idea how best to organize us into a working unit. The new alignment! Incredible.
All that you have ever been, you are. All that you believe you must know, you already do. You have come not to destroy the world as it is, but to transform it. There is nothing that you have really forgotten. It is only that in deference to your human society and the infant's belief in its need for survival in such manner, you have pulled the curtains down. And so you live within the confinement of what you were taught is safety.
Before they can't see us anymore. Huh? Maybe we better sit down right here. Hey, rest for a while. I can't see them anymore. Lur. You're going after Lur, aren't you? Well, it's ridiculous. Going after... Oh, wait, I knew there was something I had to tell you. Ah, Lur, you know the other, the new Lur, L-U-H? He told me he'd seen her. He saw her just before he came out here. She's going to be coming out here, too.
How was she?
Oh, very well, very good health. Just exactly as you left.
You're lying.
No, I am not. The air's getting thinner. Pressure is getting greater. It's the pressure. How do you feel?
Shouldn't be this dark. No air.
I have a bit of time. You can stay here if you like.
He's waving to us.
guys come from? Oh, well, it doesn't make any difference, I guess. Is that food? I'm starving. Do you mind?
How did you get here?
I mean, I was lost.
You're not lost now.
Mm-mm.
Another way out?
Mm-hmm. That's the way out.
Well, that's the way we just came in.
Yeah, but maybe you were traveling around in circles, because that's the way out.
How do you know?
Well, look. Look more closely. You see? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Stopped us.
Come on. Here's the doorway.